We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We think Gino will get better with each day that he's on the ice, with each game that he plays. That's what we witnessed when we watched him back in the lineup for the last four games of the year. We think he's only going to get better with each game that he gets under his belt. He's such a talented player. He works extremely hard. He's worked extremely hard here for the last 6 or 7 weeks to get to this point. We're certainly encouraged by the progress he's made.
Pony minus Mueller, but plus Craig Riley. Is that a net win for the show? We'll let the listeners decide. We'll let the listeners determine that one. Will they miss Chris Mueller today? Well, let's see how many Ben Roethlisberger topics I have in the rundown here.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
Yes. Mueller is off today. He is in Cleveland. Looking at real estate. No, I don't know. I don't know about that. I will have a breaking story for you later in the show. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm going to give you breaking news soon. I know the Steelers' home opener. I have the Steelers' home opener. Week one, they're in Buffalo. I have week two. Craig, your ears perked up in there, buddy.
You've got my attention because you wouldn't even tell me before the show.
I know. I've got it. So we will have that. We'll see if somebody beats me to it. But I've got it. So. Yeah, we'll have to make do without Chris. I think this might be a sign, today's opening topic might be a sign that I am a pessimistic person. I really believe in the power of positive thinking. I think it shines through in most of my opinions on life, on Pittsburgh sports. Craig, would you say in your time around me, am I usually in a bad mood? Do you usually get the sense that I feel like
No, I can set my watch by how you feel each day. Very consistent, positive, upbeat.
Positive and upbeat. I want you to repeat that so people...
I stand by that statement. Andrew Filippone is positive,
positive
and upbeat.
And upbeat, yeah.
Yep.
I like to think so, too. But I thought my thought about the Penguins today, and Jeff, I think, was allowed to... He was at practice. Jeff's at practice. They scrimmaged. He's going to join us in a few minutes. I'm going to tell you next hour who the Steelers will open the home schedule with. And we'll see if any intrepid reporter can beat me to it. But I do want to start with the Penguins for this reason. Maybe it is me being... What's Ben call us? Not trolls. What's the other thing he says about us sometimes?
Negative Nancy.
Negative Nancy. Malkin, healthy enough to practice, but then got held out of the scrimmage today. And I'm sure it's preventative. No need to risk it. But this is the maybe glass half empty part of Andrew Filippone overriding the... What was I again? What did you call me again?
Positive and upbeat.
Positive and upbeat. The... the glass half empty, overwhelming the positive and upbeat me. I keep thinking about the way I feel about Malkin going into these playoffs, and it's not good. It's really not good. Thank you, Kevin.
Wouldn't call it great.
The Penguins went 16-5-2 without him in the lineup. The last four games he played, I thought he just looked kind of so-so. Didn't look like the Malkin that caught fire with Kapanen in the middle parts of the season before he got injured. So is he going to be able to flip a switch and turn it on? I have serious questions about that. And if he can't, if he's just average, there's definitely a ceiling on how far these Penguins can go in the playoffs. They've won three cups in the Malkin-Crosby era. In two of those three cup runs, he was, Evgeny Malkin was, the Penguins' leading scorer. So in the playoffs, for the most part, they go as he goes. And I don't feel great about him right now. He's got, believe it or not, for as accomplished as a player as Malkin is, surefire Hall of Famer, he's won Conn Smythe, he's won Hart trophies. He's got a lot to prove in these playoffs. Because he looks to me like a player that's in decline. 34 years old, he's going to be 35 this summer. He's only got 1 year left on his contract after this one. So what do you do? What do you do if he peters out in the playoffs again this year? What if you go out to the Islanders or the Bruins and you're done in one in the first round or the second round and Malkin doesn't play well? What do? You extend him? I think that's the owner's inclination. I think that's what Mario would want to do. Make him a Penguin for life. I think that's still what Sid would want, but would you want that? Would you still want that? If the Penguins lose and make it 4 years in a row without a deep playoff run, would you really want to give Evgeny Malkin a market rate contract extension? Would he says all the time through, you know, the media opportunities he has and through Rob Rossi and other people how much he loves Pittsburgh and how he wants to retire a Penguin. But there's also the fact that his family isn't here, right? They don't stay in Pittsburgh year-round. Stories about him getting lonely and not liking it here so much and thinking about maybe Florida, where I think his family stays, maybe going to play for one of those teams, the Panthers, the Lightning. I think that's a big question that's looming over the Penguins as this playoff run starts. What's Malkin's future? And how much of it will be determined by his play and the Penguins' play in these playoffs? If they get beat by the Islanders, changes are coming, right? You'd think. I mean, how can you just, if they lose in six to the Islanders, could you really just say, hey, you know what? Great regular season. Bleep happens in the playoffs. It's random. No big deal. No, I don't think that can't be. If that happens once, okay, but when it's a pattern, swept by the Islanders, lose to the Canadiens, if they lose to the Islanders again in the first round, you'd think some kind of seismic change has to be afoot. Something big has to happen. Sid's obviously an untouchable. He could go scoreless in these playoffs. It's not going to matter. I think Malkin should be a different story. Last 3 years in the playoffs, 17 playoff games. He has one even strength goal. He is a minus 11. That's bad. That's not just a lack of production. You know, you wouldn't take that from Jared McCann. If Jared McCann played 17 playoff games and had one even strength goal and was a minus 11, that wouldn't be good enough for a player of his caliber, let alone a guy that's a Hall of Famer and one of the best players in franchise history and one of the best players of his generation. So I know what I'm doing here. I'm looking at it from a pessimistic, what happens if they lose perspective. But I am more drawn to that because I don't have a lot of faith and confidence that Malkin is just going to flip the switch for them. Now, I think they've got a really good team all around, but then again, there's probably seven or eight other teams I'd say that about in the playoffs. I don't think the Penguins are a cut above the rest. I think they're probably the best team in their division. I like them more than the Islanders. But I think it's pretty darn close with Boston. And I would favor the Bruins goaltender. I'd favor Rask against Jarry. And if the Bergeron line neutralizes Sid, well, that's where Malkin will really, he'll really be in the crosshairs at that point. Because then there'll be even more emphasis, because people won't give Sid a free pass. But if he's matched up with that line, it's like, all right, they're going to go tit for tat and kind of negate each other. So that would mean, okay, now it's Evgeny Malkin, you're the second line, you're not the other team's, they're not the own, the bullseye isn't on you, it's on Sid, it's your turn. You produce. You're not playing against that line. So I think there's a lot on the line for Evgeny Malkin in these playoffs. The Penguins were great without him this year. Great. I don't mean that. That's not hyperbolic. They were great without him. And he hasn't been good in the playoffs the last few years. In fact, he's been terrible. And his contract's almost up. There's 1 year left. I mean, I wonder if they flamed out in the offseason, if they would even approach him about maybe a trade. It's got to get obviously approved or endorsed by the owner, but you know, what if Hextall and Burke think that's what's best for the team, to at least explore that option? Would Mario shoot it down because he's got such a great relationship built up with Malkin and they've had so many good times with each other? Maybe. But I'm of the opinion you let the hockey people do their job. And if that's something that they're interested in, I think you'd want to give them that opportunity. Now, Malkin would have to sign off on it too because he has a no movement clause. And I know we're getting ahead of ourselves. But to me, that scenario is more likely than Malkin going on this big point binge and, you know, being the Penguins' best player in the postseason and competing for another Conn Smythe and the Penguins contending for another Stanley Cup. It's all on him. His injury was a blessing in that it allowed for Carter to step in, and he got hot, and the Penguins lineup, they were getting depth scoring, and a bunch of guys got an opportunity, and they excelled with more responsibility and all that. But at the same time, it killed whatever momentum Malkin had at the time, and he had a lot of it. He had turned his game around. And if he's not quite at 100%, if he's getting held out of a scrimmage, that's another thing that makes me wonder. How healthy is this guy right now? You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. So I'm gonna tell you in a little bit about this game, because I've got it here, Craig. How long should I wait before I tell people? Should I make them wait or should I just do it now? What do you think? You're kind of my de facto boss.
See, I like teasing ahead to keep people engaged, but I'm worried.
But what if I tease too much ahead?
I'm worried you sending out this signal that you have it is going to send the other people who cover the Steelers like scurrying.
Yep.
And maybe they come about it. So we need to find a middle ground here where we keep people
wanting
it.
How about this? I got an idea. How about right now? Actually, how about when we come back? I will tell you who the Steelers will play in their home opener at Heinz Field. And at 3:25, I will tell people when they'll play the Browns.
You have that too?
I do.
Oh, I like that.
And maybe I'll little by little send out the big games. What else do you think people want to know about? They want to know the home opener. They want to know the Browns games, and they want to know the Ravens games, right?
That's what I was going to say, the Ravens, yep.
And if there's any holiday games, maybe.
Prime time, holiday.
All right.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.